This is a place where the whole community can connect and celebrate what makes our great city and come together and enjoy world-class arts, culture and entertainment experiences. The whole space has been transformed and is a game changer for our city. The Kingston Butter Factory has a long history in the city of Logan dating back to the 1900s and will now have a long future as a world-class entertainment precinct. The KBF was built in 1907 using local timber, and over the years it has seen many changes. The original wooden building was reclad in brick and modernised in 1932. By the mid-1930s, the factory was producing up to 50 tonnes of butter each week. The dairy company Peters took over the factory in 1958, and it produced milk, cottage cheese and baker's cheese until its closure in 1983. Following its closure, Logan City initiated the process of purchasing the factory. Recognising its local historical significance, KBF was redeveloped into a community arts centre by council as a 1988 bicentennial project. The most recent development ensures the history has been preserved while giving it a new lease of life. The KBF cultural precinct has quite literally been a labour of love for council. It's taken shape during one of the most unpredictable times in recent history. We've had interruptions from COVID-19, severe weather, and we're excited to finally be able to share it with our community. We've also had a couple of other issues, but it can't be mentioned apparently. At last, we have a permanent outdoor venue and grounds large enough to host major concerts and festivals. Our stage outside is now the largest in Logan and has already put us on the map for major touring events. As Annette has already touched on, the renovated Kingston Butter Factory building itself is a feature of the precinct. This historic and iconic landmark now houses our new Living Museum of Logan and a brand new Butterbox Theatre, which you will soon have the opportunity to tour. Already, there is so much happening. We couldn't have delivered this precinct without the support of our funding partners, and I'd like to thank the Queensland Government and the Australian Government for funding contributions. This is another great example of three levels of government working together to achieve great things.